It is a gift from you.
It is a gift, and we're glad to share that gift that comes from...
everything okay?
I was just thinking of where it comes from, and sometimes that's not an easy explanation. I was talking about Earth Day earlier. Richie, we have some thoughts about Earth Day as it applies to this week especially. But
yeah, it's like Earth Week, kind of.
Yeah, it is, kind of.
Right.
Yeah, and
Isn't every day Earth Day, though?
Well, I waxed off on this philosophically.
Really?
Earlier, when I was thinking about last night being out and looking at the moon and thinking about the influence of the moon on all of us and getting into an astrological thing. And then I turned my thoughts to that picture of the Earth that we all know so well that was taken from the Apollo mission when it was on the moon. And you look at the Earth and the beautiful blue hues and the colors and how bright it is in that picture in the sky. And it makes you think about how precious it is, how fragile it really is. We're just out in space, you know, just kind of wherever. It's a ball that's just
being hurled through space.
and we get this. We are all full of these foolish things called boundaries. And, we don't like this person because he or she comes from that area of the world. When you look at the moon, and then you turn around and maybe think of yourself on the Earth from the moon, and you see that there is no boundaries. You don't see any boundaries from space. You see the Western Hemisphere, the Eastern Hemisphere, the Northern Hemisphere, the Southern Hemisphere, the clouds, the things that you can make out. I mean, you can easily make out from the picture on the moon the various land realities that there are on the planet. We just see boundaries. The boundaries were all created like religion, created out of man's need to control. That's all it is. And so it becomes very frustrating.
Throw a hole in your little philosophy.
Help yourself,
here.
Mr. McFadden. Help yourself.
Created by man, I say more boundaries. Created by... You look at animals, your own cows out in their pasture.
Yes.
And the cows that are different from one another section themselves off into groups.
That's correct? Very true. Yep.
And they have their own little turf.
That's you learned that correct? From me. Black cows and brown cows do not stay together.
And you look at species
I'm
of
not,
animals.
Wait a minute. Okay, don't get me wrong here.
Sorry,
I'm not.
I'm just confused as to how that
here,
fits into your
let
world
me,
philosophy
let me be
standing
a little
on the
bit
moon
more,
looking back at us.
Okay, let me be a little more specific about
thank
this.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for the suggestion. Yeah, brother.
Umbrella.
The world, for example, the Irish, the Northerners and the Southerners, didn't get along. Why?
Watch your tongue there, brother.
I know.
No, they didn't, though.
No, they didn't get
right.
along. Yeah. And the tribes in Africa...
Yes.
One tribe doesn't get along with the other tribe.
Yes.
The Northerners and the Southerners here.
Well,
right.
That's what I'm saying. Those are the artificial boundaries that were created by these sorts of realities are different than driving from Massachusetts to New Hampshire. I went to New Hampshire to pick up a tractor with a guy the other night, and it reminded me, and I was talking to him about this, how much different the topography is and the land mass itself than Massachusetts. Earth is different. And when you go across the border into New Hampshire, you can tell by looking at the soil even. It's sandier. It just has a different feel to it. The kind of vegetation, the trees that grow in New Hampshire are a result of the soil being so sandy versus what vegetative life there is in Massachusetts or Vermont, for example. Those are natural boundaries that are created by nature. And they are different. Sometimes in our figuring things out, we draw these lines along the topographical realities, like mountain ranges or lakes or rivers, that kind of stuff. But many times they're just artificial. And that's what I'm saying. In light of what you can see by looking at the Earth, you're not likely to see or think of, I mean, you can't see any people from space. You can only see the landmass. So it seems to me that it was a metaphor on... Why can't we all just get along? Which is one of my favorite themes in life. Why can't we all realize, A, that we are on this small, small speck in space and moving in a way that we can't control. We don't even know where we're going. And again, the metaphor in life is many of you and many of us don't know where we're going. We're just kind of going. I suggest to you that there is a plan, and that the whatever the spirit, whatever God, whatever infinite intelligence, whatever you want to use to focus on the energy that I think is in charge of all of this, you think that maybe can you give some credence to there being a plan? To us learning lessons that we don't even understand. Why is it that people who say we have free will, we make our choices? I don't know that's always the case. But I thought you'd be interested in how much my mind went crazy just looking and thinking about the earth and how many different places it went thinking about that. And in light of that, Richie, here we get back to the mundane. Here's a clip from a radio program that we monitored. The fellow who's the host of the program is Chip Morris, talking about some of the predictions that were made in 1970 during the first Earth Day.
Wow.
Predictions in 1970 why we needed to get in tune with Earth Day, ladies and gentlemen. Civilization will end within 15 or 30 years unless immediate action is taken against problems facing mankind. Boy, where have you heard those kinds of predictions? Tipping points and we have to do something now. The fierce urgency of now and... We are in an environmental crisis which threatens the survival of this nation and of the world as a suitable place for human habitation. Man must stop pollution and conserve his resources, not merely to enhance existence, but to save the race from intolerable deterioration and possible extinction. New York Times on the job. Population will inevitably and completely outstrip whatever small increases in food supplies we make. The death rate will increase until at least 100 to 200 million people per year will be starving to death in the next 10 years. Yeah, and who would have thunk it? Not starving to death is not the national big problem. Apparently, obesity, overeating, is the huge health concern. Never am I aware of at a time in human history has this been a problem in any society. Yes, the Roman Empire fell because they were all so fat. Most of the people who are going to die in the great cataclysm in the history of man have already been born. Some experts feel that food shortages will have escalated the present level of world hunger and starvation into famines of unbelievable proportions. Other experts, more optimistic, think the ultimate food population collision will not occur until the decade of the 1980s.
That's funny.
I mean, there's some stuff there
yeah.
to sort of be concerned
He's
about.
Fun with
yeah,
it,
of course
yeah.
he had some fun with it, yeah. Speaking of that, Richie, you also have a cut that I believe is, Kenny, help him with this, that 25-second cut from Bob Davis, who's on a radio program in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Something he said about Newtown families has caused at least one advertiser to cancel.
Oh, no.
This maybe he apologizes after he says it. I actually listened to it and I didn't think it was that bad. Listen and tell me what you think.
Oh no.
I'm sorry that you suffered a tragedy, but you know what? Deal with it and don't force me to lose my liberty, which is a greater tragedy than your loss. I'm sick and tired of seeing these victims trotted out, given rides on Air Force One, hauled into the Senate well, and everyone is just afraid. They're terrified
of
these
being
victims.
Used.
I would stand in front of them and tell them,
they're being used.
Go to hell.
A little abrasive, but okay. Yeah, the message is right.
He had me until he said go to hell.
Right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
that's
right.
Not what you say.
Sorry, but he's right.
Kid.
I am tired of victims being trotted out as basically a PR stunt.
Political posture.
Well, but you know, the other side of it is that these are Americans who have a problem and are lobbying Congress, and everybody is upset
lobby,
about
though?
That. But nobody seems to have a problem with the NRA doing the same thing with buckets of money.
I just don't know if these people willingly want to lobby. I mean, it seems like, yeah,
how do you
it's
know
really.
They don't, though?
Well, I don't, and that's what I'm saying. Do we know? Because how, you know, you go on Air Force One, that sounds like a cool ride. Because you get to sing at the Super Bowl. That's a great opportunity.
They're standing next to politicians. That's how we know.
Oh, I don't know.
And the same way on the other side.
I'm
Ken,
with Kenny
right.
to a point. I'm with both sides
you're
on this.
You're right. You're right. They both trot out people with money.
Yeah, for sure.
And they say, look, here's somebody, just a regular American Joe, just like you, who agrees with me.
All right. Anyway, does that guy get fired?
We're all time suckers.
We'll tell. We are. You're right about that, Richard.
My friend Gordon says, suckers.
Suckers.
Absolutely.
All right. Crowdfunding coming up, plus a new spray to make your bathroom smell like a specific national park.
Thank God.
Buffalo.
Open for
17 after the hour on Good Day.
Smells.
NatHotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us, looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Your
freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Everybody.
Oh, here
can
it
I
comes.
Get on this?
Roberta always liked it when I clap before. Am I on to this, yeah, Roberta?
You're never on the beach. So.
Never.
you're always off. I don't know why, but
yeah.
It's a great song. Now imagine this, Doug.
Yes.
And I have felt this.
When
45,000 people are singing it and clapping along.
Since the 1970s, the Baltimore Orioles have often played this John Denver song, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, at the conclusion of Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. During the bridge of the song, in which Denver...
Because you're sure on a winning baseball team.
Holds a long note, fans yell, oh, since
right.
The name Orioles is often shortened to the O's, oh! The Atlanta Braves also sing the song after they do Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So crank it up, Richie, as we have a lot of...
I was an O's fan for many years, and this was a highlight.
An O's fan? Is that what you said?
An O's.
Oh, I thought you said an O's
fan. O's, babe, hun.
It would be a O's fan and the bleachers and an O's fan together, right?
Yeah.
O's and an O's. Here we go. Crank it up!
All right, so, but the interesting thing here, we started looking around yesterday and chatting just like during commercial break at all of the different songs that get played during seventh inning stretches in the Major League Baseball around the country. And we found some great music.
Jimmy Buffett.
Let's see if you can guess who does this. So you got things to the left.
Did I just say Jimmy Buffett? What do you mean? Talk about what game? What team?
Yeah.
This started after the 1998 home opener with this team playing this after the sixth inning rather than the seventh inning stretch. The grounds crew sent onto the field after the sixth inning wore tropical clothing, and everybody in the park formed their arms into fins.
If you've ever been to a Buffett concert, you know how it works. Yeah.
Exactly.
Fins to the left, fins to the right.
Tampa Bay Devil Rays. And a lot of fun. All right, so we're going to make a practice of this through the course of the week. Anniversary time from the world of baseball, Hank Aaron. Milwaukee Braves hit his first major league home run on this day in 1954.
Wow.
Pete Rose on this day, 1963, got his first hit in the major leagues. It was a triple off the Pirates' Bob Friend, Charlie Hustle. He was deemed from that time on. He went on to break Ty Cobb's all-time hitting record.
And if you want to see him, he's in Vegas every weekend at Caesar's Palace,
right. Yep.
Charging for autographs.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And then on this day, 1964, in baseball history, Richie, Ken Johnson of the Colts, Houston Colts, he tossed his first no-hit game for a loss. How do you do that? Pretty amazing stuff. Anyway, the history of baseball here at 27 After on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Chicken. It's quick and easy and it's just delicious to eat. I've just been to my supermarket and I got a package of cut-up chicken. Here's what they gave me.
Almost a decade after her passing, culinary superstar Julia Child's amazing life is examined in a new biography, Deary, by author Bob Spitz.
You know, Dan Aykroyd's parody of Julia Child is probably one of the most famous that was ever done. I spoke to Dan about it, and he told me that his Aunt Helen was the Julia Child of Canada. So he wanted to do something about Julia, because he grew up watching her as well. Now, Julia didn't like parodies of herself, because with every parody, they went for the voice, and Julia didn't think she had a funny voice. She thought her voice was completely normal, but she loved what Dan did. It was so macabre. It was so different. It wasn't reverent, and that tickled Julia's fancy. So for years, whenever anyone came to her house, she played that little piece of tape for them and always laughed throughout the whole thing. In fact, she would reenact it in her kitchen. She would fall over the counter and go, "Save the liver." So she loved Dan's parody.
That's Bob Spitz on his biography of Julia Child entitled Deary.
And it needs a bit of seasoning at this point. And sprinkle on a little salt. Put on a little pepper. And a herb of some sort.
There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
I'm Clay Wall, Senior VP of Kmart. We're the number one corporate supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes Breakthroughs for Babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice.
Get survivalretreatconsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. Survivalretreatconsulting.com. Survivalretreatconsulting.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Marathon of conversation on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm Doug. He's Rich. He's Ken. She's Roberta. She's Jennifer. And we are here to stimulate you. The crowdfunding campaign that I was talking about, I've had, what, almost every day now, we come up with examples of crowdfunding. The story at DougStephan.com about the L.A. wedding planner who launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise money for a wedding for a terminally ill woman. So as a result of that, our poll at DougStephan.com, have you ever contributed to a crowdfunding campaign? A, yes, several times. B, once. C, no, but I've considered it. D, no, I can barely afford to help myself. And E, I don't know what crowdfunding is. If you don't, then you've come to sort of the right place, because we will have a lot of focus as the time can. I just think it's a wonderful way to help people. A lot of people are able to help others. This is the way. Richie, you did a nice job of explaining it, actually, from the layman's point of view. After listening to me talk about this for the past month and a half, 2 months, you've come up with a way. And it's not difficult. The crowdfunding campaigns that are of lately, the $2 million that was raised in 4 days to help those people who were victims in the Boston bombing, who didn't have health insurance, to get the best care they could, so they have this fund that's paying down the bills for people who don't have any health insurance. So,
yeah, well, it's not so much that they don't have any health insurance, it's that too, but it's also the technology on the limbs that you can get once you've lost a leg or an arm. That has been developed by the military coming out of Afghanistan and Iraq, vets coming out of there, is just so expensive. Most insurance companies won't cover the limbs and that, you know, with that technology in it. So this will help them get some of the nicer stuff. But yeah, it's laser-focused giving to something you think is cool or something you think deserves money. So,
so another crowdfunding story. We'll keep you up as often as we can with some good crowdfunding stories every day at DougStephan.com. Also, we have every day the video of the day. Check out this public service message from a church in California reminding members to turn off cell phones during the service. Richie, I think you have the audio from that video at DougStephan.com.
I do. It's right here.
Right there.
Welcome. And thank you for worshiping with us today. For the consideration of those around you, kindly turn off all cell phone, electronic, and messaging devices at this time. If your device should go off during announcements today, in addition to your regular weekly offering, you will be fined $25. Should your device go off during prayer concerns, the fine will increase to $50. If your device goes off during our sermon today, you're going to hell. Remember, God wants your complete attention. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the service.
All right, that's from a real
Westminster
church.
Presbyterian Church in Burbank.
That's
services
great.
At 9 and 10:30. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
Love that.
I need that at the movies, too, by the way.
Yeah.
That was perfect. All right. So that's that story. In a moment, Roberta makes us aware of a new spray that you may, well, depending on how your nostrils work, may be enticed by. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 4/27, installation required. See store for details. Members are voids on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cash back and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
It's now 20 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I must pass along something that makes me feel good. Over the years, I say this advisedly because I am dealing with somebody. We all... Somebody said to me, "What you can't, you don't pick your parents." I don't agree with that. I think you do pick your parents when you come in here.
But you can't pick your nose.
But you're not supposed to pick your nose. And sometimes you can pick your friends, and sometimes we do a better job of it than others. As a fellow that runs one of the networks that carries this program, I'm on how many different resources? Four or five.
Yeah.
There's Radio America, which is our originating network, and then there's Business Talk Radio, and there's the CRN digital format, which we have good coverage there because we seem to be related to somebody who's related to somebody who's related to somebody.
I wonder where.
Nepotism's awesome.
I know, isn't it? Genesis Radio carries the program. Who am I leaving out? I know I'm leaving at least one. Anyway, the point is that one of these guys that has been at one of these networks has not always been... shall we say, on the top of my favorability list. He didn't like me, and I didn't like him. And so we've sort of come around in the last few weeks because of something that I sort of took the same approach with him that I've always taken before. That's basically to go tell him to stick in his hat. And he offered a sort of an olive branch, which I have taken him up on, and we've been back and forth sort of philosophically. I know Richie's rolling his eyeballs now because...
I say nothing, I know nothing.
But he just sent me, over the weekend, I went back and forth with him with some, some emails about how philosophically we need to, at this point in our lives, stop being foolish. And he acknowledged that it is something that as we grow older, we need to get. We do too much sweating of the small stuff. And so I sent back to him the following. Short and sweet is that life is too short, and we ought to be able to figure out how to make it sweet. Too much time on BS. Let's make this the best we can. I think that's how you fix things. I think you just have to acknowledge some people you can fix them with, whether it's spouses, people that you work for, people you work with. But words can do horrible things. They can do wonderful things. And I think that most
actions
people know when you're in earnest. Exactly. Actions speak the loudest. So anyway, I just got that off my chest. Prior to Roberta helping us understand why it is that we should give a tink about these new sprays.
That stink.
Oh,
that stink. Mm-hmm. It was stink.
All right, so Roberta, what in the world have you found?
Oh, my goodness. You know, sometimes when you do your morning constitution and you come out of it,
Roberta?
And everybody goes, oh, my goodness, light a candle, put some spray in there. It smells horrible.
Beautiful.
Well,
no one ever says that at my house, but that's because I live with my cat.
Right. Your cat goes, ooh, okay. Master. Yes. Anyway, this is National Park Week, so they've come out with a new set.
They. Who are they?
Airwick.
Okay.
Airwick and the National Park Service. Airwick, you know, does the home fragrances and the National Park Service. They've come out with a National Park collection.
So it now smells like you've pooped in a national park.
Candles, oils, aromatic sprays, and even reed diffusers. And they said it's inspired by the unique flora and fauna of six of the country's national parks. So now, ladies and gentlemen, you can have your outhouse smell like the Grand Canyon.
This gives whole meaning to does a bear
Park
black
in
the woods.
Hawaii, yeah, right. Virgin Islands National Park, the National Park of American Samoa, which I doubt any
that
of us
might smell.
Ever smelled, and now
so
the National
claim
Park
is
in Alaska.
That these national parks all smell differently, so now you can get these sprays.
Right,
and
all
make
these,
sure.
These parks have a specific smell because of the different types of plants and animals growing in there. And they've actually sampled the air from these parks.
Where's the Hollies?
They've extracted the you know, they've extracted whatever.
How do you sample the air from a park? How do you take that to a laboratory?
They sniff it, and if it's Hawaii, they put in, like, the beach fragrance and a pineapple.
Richard Coons, he's the home fragrance manager for Airwick, says we can capture a scent anywhere, a flower in the jungle canopy or the air sweeping over the alpine meadows of Yellowstone. And then these
domineering tourists down the Grand Canyon.
Reconstructed.
Okay.
Hey, man, you know what I got in this mason jar? I got air from Yellowstone.
No, look, it said here, for Grand Canyon, we work with the headspace of an actual cactus flower so we could be sure the final creation was authentic and true.
They don't really have donkey poop smell. It's,
right,
it's
exactly.
A flower. I'm telling you, they just go, hmm.
All right, Richie.
Pineapple, Hawaii.
Yes, sir.
Lee Ann Rhines.
Oh, she's a treat.
Has a great idea that she would like to pass along through Richie to you.
2 weeks ago, Yahoo did a story about fake Twitter followers. Mm-hmm. And it turns out President Obama's Twitter account.
Lots of fakers.
42% of his followers are fake.
Yeah. Mm.
Bill Gates, 50% of his followers are fake on Twitter.
How many of ours are fake?
Well, Kenny? We go through and weed it out. There's tools that you can use to get rid of the fake ones because then you can't get new good ones.
Oh, okay.
So, but celebrities kind of take it the other way around. So, for example, Lee Ann Rhines apparently thought it would be a good idea to have some more influence on Twitter.
The better.
You're right. She was apparently holding steady at 410,000 Twitter followers until Monday. And then according to Radar, a website that follows this, she started piling up Twitter followers. She added 50,000 followers in a 24-hour period, and then it just stopped.
Really?
And the fans started to notice, and they said, "Why do you buy followers, numbskull?" to her. She replied, "This is dumb. I am who I am. Your approval is not needed."
Oh, that's dumb.
Then she dropped about 5,000 followers shortly after that. Then the next weekend, she added 10,000. So basically, she lost 5,000 real followers because of her snarky remark and added 10,000 fake followers. So it looks like she's trying to replace the real followers with the fake followers to get that fake kind of Twitter influence. Pretty good idea, I guess, for her. It works for her.
And that's all it counts.
Don't believe what you read when you're on Twitter from a big celebrity because they're probably paying for it anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, so hello and goodbye. And I was thinking, I don't know why I was thinking of a non sequitur, to beat all non sequiturs. I don't know why, as I listened to you, I was thinking about the passing of Richie Havens. And it just kind of went in and out
because my name is Rich.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You call me Richie.
12 before the hour. You're not dying, though.
I don't know. You didn't know that last story.
GMC Certified Service. This is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right. It's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle. GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cashback and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Small business owners are always being hammered by new taxes and complicated regulations, but soon it could get a lot worse. The U.S. Senate is about to rush through an ill-conceived bill, a so-called Marketplace Fairness Act, that will slow job growth and hurt the economy. Phil Bond, executive director of the We Are Here Coalition, explains.
This act would create a new tax for many consumers and a huge compliance burden for online retailers. If a customer in California makes an internet purchase from an online retailer in Nebraska, then California could force the Nebraska retailer to collect California sales tax and send it to California along with a completed tax form. It's going to be a mess. A recent study found that compliance with this act would be hardest on the small businesses that are least equipped to handle it. Small businesses are America's local job growth engine. This legislation shows Congress just doesn't get it.
To learn more, visit wearehearecoalition.org.
I say hi to one of our new listeners, Gary Cooper, in Joshua Tree, California. Really? I haven't heard from him for at least 30, 40 years.
Yeah, very cool name.
51 after on Good Day.
A simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
A surviving suspect tells investigators something we had already suspected. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In Boston, the one-week anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing was marked yesterday with a moment of silence at precisely 2:50 yesterday afternoon, the exact time the first bomb detonated 1 week earlier. The makeshift memorial near the site of the bombings will be moved to the park in nearby Copley Square. People in Boston say this is all a part of the healing process, as they are ready to try to get things back to normal.
We've got to get on with our lives, respect what's happened, move on.
You need to get life back up and running. You know, life is for the living.
As for the investigation, surviving suspect Johar Tsarnaev remains hospitalized. A preliminary hearing was held at his bedside yesterday. Tsarnaev formally charged with conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction, among other counts. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. Now, according to a federal government source, Johar Tsarnaev has told investigators something most of us had already suspected, that his older brother was the mastermind behind the deadly attack. He also reportedly said Tamerlan was driven by the belief that Islam is under attack, that he had a duty as a jihadist to fight back, and that no international terrorist group was involved in the planning of the attack. Now, Here's something else that will matter to you.
Team's going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, quarterback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
Where the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab D. Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeted.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round. Running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
On Wall Street, some modest gains. The Dow up 20 points yesterday, closing at 14,567. S&P adding 7 points. NASDAQ gaining 27. Oil prices up 75 cents a barrel, finishing at $88.76. It appears flight controller furloughs caused by the sequester cuts could be having an impact on travel on the East Coast. New York's JFK and LaGuardia airports were reporting nearly two-hour delays for inbound flights yesterday. In the Washington, D.C. area, these travelers at Reagan National Airport say they're anticipating problems in the days and weeks ahead.
I think it's going to be a problem for us. You know, it's going to, especially during the busy times, you know, first thing in the morning, everybody trying to get on a plane.
We face enough delays as it is, so an inconvenience.
And this woman had her flight delayed at Dulles International Airport.
Well, we had a flight scheduled this morning for 9:15, and then I got several calls and several emails saying that it was delayed. So here we are, and we really don't know.
Furloughs kicked in officially this past Sunday for FAA workers, including air traffic controllers. And starting this week, controllers are being furloughed one day per pay period. Essentially, that works out to once every 2 weeks. And finally, how would you like to take a trip? And yes, there is air travel involved. But in this case, we're talking about an interplanetary trip. It's out of this world. It is a mission to Mars. The Mars One Foundation is a not-for-profit group that's planning to launch the first permanent settlement on Mars by the year 2023. This outfit wants to launch a self-sustaining habitat with rovers and then launch new crews every 2 years. The catch? You have to live on Mars. It's a one-way trip. On their website, mars-one.com, they're taking applications, and you can see videos of those who have already applied. Here's Matthew from the United States, age 24.
I would describe my sense of humor as ridiculous and all-inclusive.
Well, you know, if you really have a ridiculous sense of humor, you wouldn't use the term all-inclusive. Next, Alexander from Australia, age 20.
What makes me the perfect candidate for this mission to Mars? Because I am completely and entirely bonkers.
Completely and entirely bonkers. And here's my personal favorite, a young woman named Ilona from Finland, age 23.
I want to contribute to the greater good of humanity and to tackle scientific discovery. I want to be inspiration for people on Earth.
If you think Ilona sounds a little computerized, go ahead and check out her video. It lasts 55 seconds. She never blinked once. I'm not kidding. Sounds like we have a crew ready to go. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.